It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber have postponed their wedding ceremony indefinitely as they both work on Justin's recovery. The two were legally married in a Manhattan courthouse in September, and since then, Justin has been open about his struggle with depression recently in an Instagram post. Hailey's been there for him throughout his recovery and has been photographed numerous times consoling him in public. They're actually vacationing in Newport Beach, California during an outing in a park on Friday, and his mom even came that weekend too, and they all like relaxed by the pool and read the Bible. So
really hope it just seems like we're, I don't know, maybe it's because we just hear about whatever's topical, but it seems like he's really, really struggling, and I hope they can work things out, because it's hard enough being your own person without issues.
Yeah.
But then to be married, it's like the other person, they got to be there for you.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has been offered a deal in his Florida prostitution case. 77-year-old Kraft is accused of going to Orchids of Asia Day Spa on two separate occasions in January and paying for sex acts. He's been charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution. Sources say prosecutors are willing to drop the criminal charges if Kraft agrees to a bunch of embarrassing punishments. I don't know what that means. He'd have to complete a course about prostitution and 100 hours of community service. He would also have to submit to an STD test. He would also have to state that if the case were to go to trial, he would be found guilty. Apparently, the other guys busted in the prostitution sting of the deal. His case is due back in court on March 28th. Natalie Morales was fired as the host of Access Hollywood in order to make way for Mario Lopez. Morales was let go along with the show's longtime executive producer, Rob Silverstein, as NBC revamps the show. She's going to remain as the West Coast anchor for the Today Show. She'll be replaced by Lopez, who is coming over from Extra. Today on Hulu, I'm very excited about this. I've been waiting for months. The seasonal anthology series, The Act, comes out. The first season follows the true crime story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, a girl trying to escape the toxic relationship she has with her overprotective mother, who has Munchausen by proxy, where she makes up all of her diseases and abuses her by purposely making her sick when she isn't. The result is Gypsy and her internet boyfriend murdering her mom as a last resort. I don't know if you remember, but we did this for Murder Monday a few months ago. This looks so good. Here's just some of the trailer.
This is the state's case against Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
She's got paraplegia, epilepsy, heart murmur, and she's allergic to sugar. Everything I do for her.
My mom is my best friend. All she wants to do is keep me safe.
Gypsy!
Have you been able to confirm the girl's medical history?
Which part?
Any of it.
So good. I can't even tell you. Like, everyone's talking about this. This is a huge, huge thing coming out today on streaming services. So that'll be on Hulu today.
Cool.
And Maren Morris talked about being nervous when Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton at the Grammys.
I was really nervous because obviously it's Dolly Parton and I was singing a trio song with her and Miley, and I know Miley is Dolly's goddaughter. So I'm kind of coming into their familiar world, but Dolly just immediately made me feel so welcome to be there.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity revealed that they've been living in a sober house.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Someone on the show does something so gross that you might not even look at them the same after you find out how they check their temperature. Wow.
And it's not in their butt. I know that's what you're thinking. It's not that.
Is it? Isn't it? We'll find out in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.